And I think I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I'm here with Nativ. You probably know Nativ.
Oh, wow. That's nice. Hello.
Yeah.
So what's the special occasion?
She is going to help me with the show. Like, we're going to do it together.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. So it won't be so boring.
All right. Well, who said it's boring?
No, I'm just laughing. Just kidding. So, yeah. Parshat HaShavua.
So this week's Torah portion is Parshat Noach, which is obviously extremely, extremely fascinating to the extent of, I mean, you look at the whole story of Noach, where God just created the whole world. Everything was perfect. And then he's deciding this is too much for him to handle, from the fact that everyone is sinning in the world. No one is doing what they're supposed to be doing. So he's going to destroy the whole world, everything that he just created. And he advises Noach of what his plan is to do, and he tells Noah, I want you to build a teva, an ark, and in that ark you're going to build different floors. You're going to bring in two kinds of each of the species of animals, and you're going to be saved. And God tells him one more thing: it is going to take you 120 years to build the ark. And Noach is, it won't take me that long. Why am I taking 120 years to build the ark? And God tells him that you have to try and encourage and do whatever you can for people and convince them to return back to God. And no one listened to him. Everyone thought that he was a little meshuggah, a little crazy. And everyone knows the story of what happened from there. Everyone got destroyed, and then God gave us the rainbow, reminding us that he'll never destroy the world again in that sense. Now, that's obviously Noach in a really, really brief nutshell. But the concept of building and construction is really, really what Noach is all about, this whole Torah portion, where the Parsha discusses not just one construction, but actually two. What was the first one? The first one was Noach and his family. They needed refuge from the imminent destruction of what God is going to bring on the world. And this, everyone knows, became as Tevat Noach. Noach Ark,
yeah.
Right. 340 years after the flood happened, another major construction started. This time, many of the families of the world were concentrated what today is Iraq, Babylon, seeking power. They decided to build a tower ascending to heaven, the Tower of Babel. And they decided to build a tower ascending to heaven and wage war against God. And the constructors were known as the generation of dispersion, too, because they were spread all over the world. Now, there's a big difference. Unlike Noah's successful construction, which preserved the world and mankind, himself, species of the animals, so on and so forth, the one with Babel ended up in complete and utter failure. The question is why did Noah succeed to do all this construction and to build and everything in that way, and the other people trying to build, they had nothing. They all became a mere failure. So in brief, obviously, because we don't have hours to talk on the show, because you can talk about this story for hours and hours and hours. It's so
fascinating. Yeah, it's a beautiful one.
Absolutely. Noach built with God's instruction.
Very detailed. And
that's right. And for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of God, the other people, the people of Babylon, built a tower on their own initiative and without God's instruction. In fact, it was built against God's will. And when Noah built the construction of the ark, the Torah said that Noah did it according to everything that God commanded him. Every single last detail. He did not do anything by himself. He meticulously followed everything from the divine God himself. The people of the Babylon who built the other tower, the Torah says, and it came to pass Benistaim Mikadem, and they're migrating from the east, which means that the word that when it says Kedem from the east can also be related as Kadmono, the ancient one.
Right.
In other words, who is he? They didn't really care about him. He's ancient. We don't need him anymore. Let's do whatever we decide to do, which obviously was a big problem. You know, this reminds me of a story that there was once a very impressive-looking person who once appeared to the rabbi of Chernobyl, Rabbi Nachum, and he was teaching the esoteric parts of the Torah, and this person, you know, said, "Teach it to me." And he replied, this rabbi replied, "Before I can agree to accept your offer, I must consult with my rabbi, the Magid of Mizrich." Mizrich was a city, and they used to, the Magid was the preacher of that city.
Yeah.
And the Magid listened to him and said, "It's very wise of you not to immediately agree, because the person who approached you was from the realm of evil." And he said, "Incidentally, tell me, where did you get the intuition to turn down such a valuable, seemingly offer that you would teach him the esoteric parts of the Torah? And possibly, you know, the good man, the respectful man, he'll probably give you a lot of money." And this rabbi, Rabbi Nachum of Chernobyl, told him that when he was a very young child, his mother passed away, and his father remarried, and his stepmother treated him very harshly. And once when he came home from cheder to eat lunch, his stepmother was not home. On the stove, you know, were fried eggs. Knowing the size of the portion my stepmother would usually give me, I took somewhat of a smaller portion for myself. And she came home while I was eating, and she slapped me, and she asked me, "What have I?" And I asked her, "So what have I done wrong? You were not home, and I took less than what you normally have given me." And her reply was, "You do not take by yourself." And this episode taught me a lesson which remained with me throughout my entire life, that regardless of all my calculations, we do not take by ourselves. In other words, you know, we're living in very dangerous and difficult times, and there are different, there are floods of various, you know, isms, this ism, fashionism, whatever it may be,
yeah.
And they're alien forces to Torah that threaten our existence. We become so immersed that we don't think about anything else. We always have to remember that a Jew doesn't do things alone. We don't do, alone is a Yiddish word of alone. We don't do things on our own. The homes we build must be also homes for God, in accordance to the way that God wants us to build. And then what will happen? God will bless us with the stability and durability of everything that we need. And so therefore, that was a big difference between Noah's time and the other generations. The other generation was doing, everything was about themselves. If it's all about me, I'm not going to be successful. We don't take by ourselves. But if it's not what God wants me to do, and it's the creation of what God is telling me, then what happens? Everything is perfect. God is going to help me. God gives me what I need. And I think that's a very, very important lesson that we can think in our lives and apply to our lives. Before we do something, think. And by doing that, God is going to help us. Now, I also know there's a big drive that's going on now for the radio station.
Yeah, it's our yearly pledge drive week.
The yearly pledge drive. So, I'm going to ask everyone, you know, everyone benefits so much from this station, from the Jewish music. That's the only station in Windsor that plays Jewish music that you can be proud to hear, different types, Hebrew, Yiddish, English, Jewish music. You get Jewish content. You hear something on the Torah portion. And I believe the feedback that I get and Ilan that you get from so many people is people love it and enjoy it. So now is the time to be able to allow that this radio, Ilan doesn't get paid, I don't get paid. It's all volunteer time. So we're doing it out of the goodness of our hearts. So therefore I encourage everyone, do from the goodness of your heart and make a pledge, whether it be $36, $18, $100, $300, $10,000, that would be wonderful.
Even $5 will be good, whatever you can.
Even $5. But do something that we can continue doing this, that next year we become stronger than the year after. So I encourage everyone, pledge now, whether it be for Ilan or whether it be for me, it doesn't make a difference. Pledge for the Jewish community that we should be able to continue having this important voice and radio show in Windsor.
Rabbi, I want to thank you and to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too.
And God willing, we'll talk next week.
We will, and Nativ, welcome aboard and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, be well. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.